弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
每次可以跟弟兄姐妹一起聚集，一起来敬拜主、赞美主，啊，实在心里何等的喜乐。
Every time, how joyful I am that we can gather with brothers and sisters and to worship the Lord.
通常我一年会来 Dumbo 两次或更多一点。
Oftentimes, I come to Dumbo twice a year or more.
可是今天是第一次，今年第一次来 Dumbo。
But today is my first time here in Dumbo this year.
我上一次来的时候，我看了一下，是去年最后一个礼拜。
Last time I looked it up, it was the last week of last year.
每次有一段时间没有看到弟兄姐妹，然后跟弟兄姐妹相聚的时候，哎呀，真的是充满着感谢。
After some time, and now we gather together again, and my heart is full of thanksgiving.
因为我们实在每次诉说主的爱，主的爱越久越甘甜。
When we proclaim the love of the Lord, we know the love of the Lord is sweeter and sweeter.
我们每次来诉说主的恩典，主的恩典就越来越多。
When we count the blessings of the Lord, the grace is more and more abundant.
我们要读两节圣经，是我们非常熟悉的，在约翰福音一章十六节、十七节。
We read a scripture that we are all familiar with, Gospel of John.
约翰福音一章十六节十七节。
Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16 to 17.
我们先用中文读一次，然后等一下姊妹用英文读。
We're reading Chinese first, then English.
好，一起来。从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
这两节圣经非常的好。
It's very beautiful scripture.
他说刚开始就说从他丰满的恩典里面哈。这个在主的丰满里面呢，我们都领受了，而且是恩上加恩。
In the beginning, it says, "From of His fullness, we have all received, and grace upon grace."
律法本来是借着摩西传的。
The law was given through Moses.
但是律法有它达不到的地方。
But the law has something it cannot accomplish.
所以主耶稣就来了。
And then our Lord Jesus came.
就带来了恩典跟真理。
He came with grace and truth.
把律法所不能达到的，借着恩典跟真理，他把他自己给我们。
What the law cannot accomplish through grace and truth, the Lord Jesus gave it to us.
我们有一点祷告。
We have another word of prayer.
主，我们何等感谢你早晨吸引我们来到你的面前。
Lord, we thank you that this morning you draw us near you.
我们要跟主说，从你丰满的恩典里面。我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。
Lord, we say that of your fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace.
哦，主，我们何等感谢你，我们何等不配来得着你给我们的恩典。
Lord, how grateful we are, how unworthy we are to receive your grace.
但是你爱我们，你就把你自己给了我们。
But you love us and you give yourself to us.
哦，主，求你在接下来的这短短的时间里面，对我们的心说话。
May you speak to us in this short coming time.
让我们更多认识你的恩典。
So that we know your grace more.
让我们也更多认识赐恩典的主。
And we also know this Lord who gives grace more.
我们愿意你的在我们每个人身上，主你所要做的，主都能够做成。
Lord, may you complete your work on each and every one of us.
让你的丰满。也显在你的教会的里面。
So that your fullness may be manifest through your church.
祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 在这感恩的季节，我们数算主的恩典，我们心里充满着感谢。
In this season of thanksgiving, we count the blessings of the Lord with our hearts full of thanksgiving.
我们不只是数算主的恩典，主的祝福，我们还要更多来认识这位赐恩典的主。
Not only do we count the blessings of the Lord, more importantly, we should come to know this Lord who gave grace.
刚才我们唱的诗歌，我想是很多弟兄姐妹都很喜欢的诗歌。
I think that we just sang a hymn that many brothers and sisters liked.
更加的甘甜。
But still sweeter.
哦，主就是我们所追求的一切幻想、美梦、最美好的那一切。
Our Lord is the fairest picture that we sense it. It's the beautiful things we can imagine.
我们更多的认识主，就知道主越发的甘甜。
The more we know the Lord, we know that the Lord is still sweeter.
一天比一天更加美丽芬芳甘甜。
And he's more fragrant, still sweeter than the day before.
就算是这样哈，但是当我们那一天见主的时候。你说我们会怎么样？我们会觉得说，哎，就是这样吗
？Even so, you think when you see the Lord face to face, what do you think?
你就是主所认识的，就是我们现在所我们遇见的主，就是我们现在觉得就是我们所认识的全部吗
？Will you say that this Lord is what I have already known?
哦，不是的。
No.
当那金色海岸那边。我主比以前更加美丽芬芳甘甜。
On the other side of the golden shore, my Lord will be even more, much sweeter than before.
是一半也猜想不到的。
The half cannot be fancied.
哎，我很喜欢英文的歌词哈 ，A half cannot be fancy.
The half is cannot be fancy.
就是你一半都不能够怎样来更多的猜想，更多的美好，更多的宝贵，更多的这样的美丽，一半。都猜想不到。
Even more beautiful, more sweet, and you cannot fancy half of it.
刚才我们的弟兄也跟我们讲这首诗歌的背景，就是那时候示巴女王听见所罗门的名声，她就要去朝见所罗门。
The background of this hymn is that the Queen of Sheba, when she heard of the King Solomon's name, and she came to meet with Solomon.
我们知道示巴呢。就是古时的孙子。
We know Sheba is a grandson of Cush.
是古时的爸爸叫韩，所以是韩的曾孙。
And Cush's father was Ham, and so Sheba is a great grand.
韩的爸爸是谁
？Who's Ham's father?
谁？挪亚。
Noah.
挪亚生了三个儿子，闪、韩、亚伯。
Three sons Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
所以呢？感谢主哈，神就是感动挪亚，让他呢看见那个看不见的事情，他就动了敬畏的心，他就造方舟。
So God moved Noah, so Noah saw the invisible, and then he had the fear of God, and he started to build the ark.
那时候人终日思想的尽都是恶。
At that time, all the people in the world were thinking about evil.
等到罪恶满盈的时候呢，然后神就要来审判，神就借着洪水审判了那个世代。
When the evil came to its fullness, and God came to judge the earth with a flood.
但是借着方舟却保全了性命。
But through the ark, he preserved the lives.
所以挪亚和他的妻子，还有他三个儿子和三个儿妇，在八个人在方舟里面，性命就被保全。
So Noah and his wife and his three sons and daughter-in-laws, they went into the ark and was preserved, spared.
洪水以后，就是挪亚的三个儿子闪就到亚洲，韩就在非洲。然后亚伯就在非洲。
From then on, the three sons of Noah, one is in Asia, one's in Africa, and the other one is
欧洲。
It's in Europe.
Yeah. 然后所以好像要读圣经啊，圣经很特别、很奇妙的。
And when it's very amazing when you read the scriptures.
它就记载了人类的历史。
It recorded the history of human.
还有神对人的心意。
And also the heart desire of God toward man.
在非洲呢，我们就知道那是里面有许多的丰富哈。那特别呢，有金子，然后有宝石，还有许多的香料。
We know there is a very abundant yield in the land of Africa, especially precious stones and gold and spices.
那我们可以想象，示巴女王一定是非常的富有，非常的丰富哈。
We can imagine Queen of Sheba was very rich.
他也一定是很尊贵，而且呢，他可能也很聪明。
She must be very honorable and wise.
你怎么知道示巴女王很聪明呢
？You know, Queen of Sheba was very wise.
Very smart.
Smart.
因为他听到所罗门的智慧，他就觉得哎呀，这个人哈，可能我要来考考他哈。
when she heard about the wisdom of Solomon, she wanted to test him.
她就准备了一些很难解的问题要来问所罗门。
She prepared lots of difficult questions to test him.
可是等到示巴女王来到所罗门的面前。
But when Queen of Sheba came before Solomon,
简单的来说呢，示巴女王就大开眼界。
Simply speaking, that was an eye opener.
示巴女王很富有，但是呢，所罗门比她富有许多。
Queen of Sheba was rich, but Solomon was much richer than her.
示巴女王很尊贵，但是呢，所罗门比她尊贵许多。
Queen of Sheba was honorable, but King Solomon was even more honorable.
示巴女王也很聪明，但是呢，后来才发现所罗门远远比她更有智慧。
Queen of Sheba was smart, but she found out that King Solomon was much more wise than her.
所以，当她来到所罗门的面前的时候，她这样说哈、啊，她说：“我在本国所听见论到你的事和你的智慧，实在是真实的。”
She said to the king, "It was a true report which I heard in my land about your words and your wisdom."
我先前不信这些话。
However, I did not believe the words.
直至我来了亲眼见到，才知道人所告诉我的还不到一半。
Until I came and saw with my own eyes, and indeed the half was not told me.
你的智慧和你的福分，越过我所听见的丰盛。
Your wisdom and prosperity exceed the fame of which I heard.
从预表来说呢，其实示巴女王预表谁呢？
From a perspective, from allusion with what the King Sheba alludes to.
示巴女王呢，就预表我们每一个人。
The Queen of Sheba alludes to each and every one of us, represent each and every one of us.
那所罗门是预表谁呢？
The King Solomon represents who?
所罗门就预表我们的主。
Our Lord.
就是我们的主耶稣基督。
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
也许你说哈，我也不是很富有啊，我也不是很尊贵，我不是很聪明嘛，我也不是很聪明的。
You may say that I'm not rich, I'm not honorable or smart.
但是在人的心里面呢，我们常常都是很骄傲的。
But we know that inside of we are all very pride.
我们也觉得很自负哈，觉得还我还不错。
Sometimes we thought we are good enough.
Yeah, pretty good.
Pretty good.
所以呢，你心里面会觉得说，哎呀，我虽然不好哈，但是比某某弟兄，我总比他好一点吧。
You may think, although I'm not that good, maybe I'm better than him.
Yeah, 那我虽然不怎么样，但是总比某某人要强一点吧。
Although I'm not that good, I may be a little bit better than somebody.
所以在人心里面，我们都是骄傲的。
So inside, in our hearts, we are all very prideful.
所以我们不太容易到耶稣的面前。
So it's not very easy for us to come before the Lord.
因为神阻挡骄傲的，但是却赐人给谦卑的。
Because God resists the pride and gives grace to the humble.
但是感谢主。
But praise the Lord.
我们今天坐在这里的，我想我们都是愿意来认识主的。
And today we're sitting here. I think we're all willing to know the Lord.
当我们放下自己的骄傲，放下自己的成见，我们这样来到主的面前的时候。
When we lay aside our pride and our prejudice, and we are willing to come before the Lord to know Him,
我们就可以来认识他，可以来相信他。
We will know Him and believe on Him.
等到我们亲眼见主，等到我们与主相会，我们真的可以从心里面说，我们所这位主比我原来所想象的要好的太多了。
We'll see the Lord face to face, and we'll say that.This Lord is much, much more, much sweeter than I thought before.
一半也才想不到。
The half cannot be fancied.
所以我们可以愿意，我们还没有我们周围我们还有一些没有认识主的朋友，我们可以邀请他们来聚会。
We have some friends that have not known the Lord yet. We can invite them to our meeting.
因为主是这样的好，我们愿意把最好的跟我们。最爱的人来分享。
Because our Lord is so good that we are willing to share Him with others.
那这些我们认识主的呢，我们还要更多的来与主来亲近。
For those who have already believed in the Lord, we should draw near to the Lord.
主他的美丽、他的芬芳、他的甘甜是超过我们所求所想的。
The beauty and the fragrance and sweetness of the Lord are far beyond our imagination.
在圣经上虽然记载说示巴女王呢带着许多的金子宝石和香料来送给所罗门。
Here, the scripture records that Queen of Sheba brought very much gold and precious stone and spices to give to Solomon.
但是到最后呢，所罗门给示巴女王的呢，比他所给所罗门的呢更多。
But in the end, the king, what the king Solomon gave Queen Sheba was much more than she gave him.
而且呢，圣经上讲说是照他一切所求的。都送给他。
And the scripture says, according to what she asked for, the king gave it all to her.
在以弗所书三章二十节讲说，神能够照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，远超我们所求所想的。
In Ephesians, it says God will accomplish what far beyond what we have asked for, according to the power that works in us.
我们何等感谢主。
We praise the Lord.
哦，我们虽然带一点东西来给主。
Although we brought a little bit something to the Lord.
我们来赞美主，来敬拜主，有一点点奉献给主。
And we have a little, we have some offering, and we praise the Lord and worship the Lord.
但是主给我们的是超过我们所给，远远超过我们所给他的。
But what the Lord gave us far exceeding what we have given Him.
更多更好而且更丰富、
better and richer and much more great.
他要成就的是超过我们所求所想的。
What he wanted to accomplish is far exceeds what we have imagined.
今天愿意跟弟兄姐妹一起来交通恩上加恩。
Today I want to help fellowship with brothers and sisters on grace upon grace.
就是恩典再加上恩典。
That is grace upon grace.
Added
upon grace.
去年年底的时候呢，跟大家交通到利上加利。
At the end of last year, I have fellowship of regarding strength upon strength.
我们跟随主的路是利上加利的。
When we follow the Lord, we have strength upon strength.
我们跟随主的路程呢，也是恩上加恩。
And also is grace upon grace.
而且是一个上行的路程。
And it's a way of ascension.
所以愿意早晨我们一起。来彼此勉励。
So this morning, may we encourage each other.
我们如何利上加利来跟随主，而且恩上加恩来跟随主
？How can we follow the Lord, strength upon strength, grace upon grace?
那这个恩上加恩又跟示巴女王跟所罗门有什么关系呢
？What does it have to do the grace upon grace? What does it have to do with Queen of Sheba and King Solomon?
我们愿意从两方面来思想。
We would like to consider this from two aspects.
一方面就是先来看看主的恩典。
First, we will look at the grace of the Lord.
那第二方面呢，来看看恩典的主。
Then, we look at this Lord who gives grace.
大家有没有听清楚啊？我们先来看看主的恩典，我们一起再来思想给赐恩典的主。
First, we will look at the grace of the Lord. Then, we will consider the Lord who gives grace.
好。那在主的恩典呢，我们有可以从四个方面来思想主的恩典。
We can consider the grace of the Lord from four perspectives.
第一方面就是一个得救的恩典，或者讲说是赦罪的恩典。
It's a grace of salvation or forgiveness.
Yeah. 我想大家都很多人都开车，对不对
I think we all drive.
那有没有吃过罚单
？Have you ever got a ticket?
我也吃过好几个好几次的罚单。
I've got several tickets.
有一次我在高速公路上开车的时候就超速。
One time I was speeding on the highway.
然后被警察拦下来。
And the police stopped me.
然后就说我开多快多快。
And he said your speed was such and such.
就给我开了一张罚单。
And he issued a ticket.
这样的事情可能发生过一次或两次，我已经不是很记得。
That probably twice or once or twice.
Yeah. 但是有一次我记得很清楚。
I remember clearly one time.
有一次警察就把我拦下来。
And the police stopped me.
他说你超速了。
He said you were speeding.
然后呢，我就说哦，对不起。
I said I'm sorry.
那是很稀奇的事情是，他 他就说我给你一个开一张警告的罚单，警告的单子。
But amazingly, he said, I will issue a warning to you.
哎，他没有开我罚单。
Not an actual ticket.
哎呀，我就觉得，哎，真是很感谢主，很感恩啊。
I felt like I was very grateful.
这个就是恩典，对不对
？That was grace.
那超速被抓到了嘛
？I was speeding, I was caught.
然后呢，没有什么好辩驳的。
No excuse.
所以呢，应该要理当收到罚单的。
I was supposed to receive a ticket.
他就说我给你一次警告。
But that they instead they gave me a warning.
还有一次。
And another time.
是很久以前哈，大概九几年夏令会完了以后。
That was a long time ago, and right after the summer conference in the 90s.
那一次呢，林芝伟姐妹 Mimi Lam 就是我们诗歌上有很多这个的歌是她谱的曲子，她也来到我们的当中。
That time, Sister Mimi Lam also came among us.
聚会完我就送她去去那个哈比机场。
After that, I took her to the Hobby Airport.
然后呢，记得哈比机场去的那条路主要路叫 Broadway。
There was a way called Broadway.
然后送她回来以后呢，然后我就要回来上班。
And after that, I came to work.
然后呢，结果开到一个十字路口呢，我看着这个灯呢，就是从绿变黄了。
I saw the light turning yellow from green.
然后呢，我就想说，冲过去吧。
But I would just run through that.
就我一过呢，后面那个警车就开始响了。
As soon as I passed, and the car of the police and started to ring.
我根本没有看到我后面是一辆警车。
I did not see that the police was actually following me.
然后警察就把我就叫到路边去了。
And he stopped me.
然后他就问我说：“你闯红灯，你知道吗
？”He said, "You run the light. Did you know?"
我说我知道，对不起。
I said, I know, I'm sorry.
他说你要去哪里啊
？He asked, where are you going?
然后我说我要去上班。
I'm going to work.
去哪里上班？我就告诉他。
And I told him where I was working at.
结果这个警察就说，好吧，那你可以走了。下次，然后他要我的驾驶执照哈，这些就是汽车的那个保险。后来看了以后呢，他就回来跟我讲说。
And he looked over my documentation, and then he told me,
可以走了，赶快回去上班，下次小心一点。
And then you can go and go to work. Next time, be careful.
这又是另外一次恩典。
And that was another grace.
非常的感谢主哈。
Thanks the Lord.
我不是说大家可以超速或闯红灯。
I'm not saying that you can speed or run the light.
但是呢，当我们遇见这些事情的时候，真的是觉得是恩典。
But when we encounter things like this, we truly think those are grace.
但是有一年，又有另外一件事情发生。
And another year, another thing happened.
还记得很清楚，那天呢，就是感恩节的晚上。
That was the evening of Thanksgiving.
然后我们聚完会，大家很开心要回家。
After gathering, we were very joyful and we went home.
就在我们家附近呢，大家车子都开得差不多快。
And just right close to my home, and everybody was running, driving fast. Similarly.
Yeah. 然后一辆警察就把我拦住了。
And one of the car of the policeman stopped me.
他说你超速，你知道吗
？He asked me, you were speeding, did you know?
我说大家都开一样快啊。
I said we're all driving at the similar speed.
Yeah, 这次我就被开了罚单了。
And this time I got a ticket.
所以在约翰一书说什么呢？
So in 1 John, what did it say?
他说哈，我们若认自己的罪，我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理就不在我们心里了。
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
但是我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just.To forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
我们若说自己没有犯过罪，便是以神为说谎的，他的道也不在我们心里了。
If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us.
当经历过这些事情，我就觉得这个圣经的话真是真的。
Through all those experiences, I know the scriptures is true.
我们若说自己无罪的时候呢？
便是自欺，真理不在我们心里。
When we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. The truth is not in us.
那我们就要受这个罪的一个后果。
And then we have to bear the consequences of the sin.
但是我们若认自己的罪。
But if we confess our sins,
神是信实的，是公义的，要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
God is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all our unrighteousness.
所以头一个恩典就是一个赦罪的恩典。
So the first grace is that the grace of forgiveness.
不只是我们得救的时候，我们得到这个赦罪的恩典。
Not only that, after we are saved, we receive the forgiveness of sin.
我们得救以后呢？我们也要常常的来，当我们有些事情，我们犯罪了以后呢，我们还是要常常的来认罪。
After we are saved, and whenever we sin, we also need to confess our sins.
或者是我们做错的时候，我们要去道歉。
When we're wrong, we need to go apologize.
要不然呢，我们就会受到这个做错或者的事情的一个后果。
Otherwise, we will receive bear the consequences.
在家里面呢，最不容易的就是夫妻之间谁先道歉啊。
Inside our families, it's very difficult for a couple to apologize first.
我想这是我们一直要学习的功课。
This is a lesson we should learn continually.
甚至父母对儿女若管教过当呢，也应该要道歉，对不对
？And even when the parents were chastising their children, they will also need to apologize.
因为若过当的话。
If you if you discipline them overdo it.
Yeah. 所以呢，感谢主，当我们认罪的时候呢。神是信实的，是公义的，要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
So thank the Lord when we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
第二方面，主的恩典显在哪一方面呢？显在一个称义的恩典。
Secondly, the grace of justification.
或者是让基督在我们生命作王的恩典。
Or let Christ reign in our life.
在罗马书第五章这边讲说，我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合，我们又借着他得因信得进入现在所站的这个恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜地盼望神的荣耀。
Romans 5:1-2 says, Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.Through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
在五章二十一节还讲到说，就如罪作王叫人死，照样恩典也借着义作王，叫人因我们主耶稣基督得永生。
Romans 5:21 says, So that as sin reigned in death, even so grace may reign through righteousness.Eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
我们过去是罪人，信主以后变成蒙恩的罪人。
We were sinners, but after we were saved, we are sinners who saved by grace.
以前是罪作王叫人死，那现在呢是恩典借着义作王叫我们得永生。
Before it was sin that reigned in death, but now grace reigns through righteousness to eternal life.
当我们信主以后呢，我们不只是说罪得赦免而已。
After we believe, it's not just that our sins are forgiven.
我们还要天天的让恩典在我们的里面作王。
So daily we need to let grace reign in us.
谁作王就是谁掌权，对不对？
Who reign? That means who will be the king.
所以我们信主以后，到底我还是老板呢，还是说是主在我们的里面呢，是我们的老板
？So after we believe, and who is our king? Our boss or myself?
但愿我们都能够让恩典在我们的心里面作王。
We will all let grace reign in us.
有一首诗歌，我想大家也很喜欢，也很熟悉的诗歌。
There was a hymn I think we all like it very much.
就是脱离捆绑忧愁与黑影，进入自由喜乐与光明。
Out of my bondage, sorrow and night, into thy freedom, gladness and light.
脱离狂傲不平的血气，进入完全有福的旨意。
Out of rest, unrest and arrogant pride, into the blessed will to abide.
脱离自己，住在主爱里；脱离死亡，进入生命。
Out of myself to dwell in thy love, out of death into life.
这首诗歌一直在重复的那一句，大家记得吗？
the hymn keep on repeating one verse. Do you remember?
耶稣，我来。
Jesus, I come.
耶稣，我来救你。
Jesus, I come to thee.
哦，当我们来就近主的时候，我们的生命就改变了。
When we come to the Lord, our life will be changed.
我们的恩典就在我们的里面呢，借着义作王。
Then grace will ring through righteousness in us.
就来改变我们。
And will change us.
啊，所以感谢主，让我们得到这样一个恩典。这个恩典是会来改变我们的恩典。
Praise the Lord that the grace is a grace that can change us.
然后让我们越来越像主，让我们得着神的性情，然后被制作有神的荣耀可以成形在我们心里。
So I'll be more and more like the Lord, and the character of God will be molded in us.
第三方面，主的恩典显在哪一方面呢？
Thirdly, another aspect of the grace.
就是一个服侍的恩典，一个给的恩典。
And the grace of service or the grace of giving.
在哥林多后书八章九节这边说，你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
Second Corinthians 8:9 says, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that through though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich."
感谢主，这就是主给我们的恩典。
Praise the Lord, this is the grace from the Lord.
他本来富足，为我们成了贫穷，好叫我们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
He was rich, yet for our sakes.He became poor, so that through his poverty we may become rich.
哎，那我们富足以后就富足嘛？
And what if and after we become rich, what's next?
Yeah, 我们就自己富足很开心嘛。
And we're just happy about our own rich.
不是的，主告诉我们说，你们白白得来，就要白白舍去。
And the Lord told us that freely you receive, and freely you need to give.
哦，所以我们每个人都是欠福音的债。
So we are all in debt with of the Lord.
因为主把这样浩大的救恩赐给我们，是白白的。
Because the Lord gave us this great grace is free.
是他付了重价把我们买回来的。
He paid a great price to redeem us.
是他给我们的。
That he gave it to us.
那我们得着以后呢？我们怎么办？
After we, what's next after we receive it?
就把它存在保险箱里面吗
？And we store it in the box.
不是的。
No.
主怎样给我们，我们要怎样给别人。
How the Lord gave it to us, we should do likewise.
所以何等的感谢主。
How thankful we are.
主的恩典让我们成为一个可以给的人。
Because of the grace of the Lord, we can become those who can give.
所以恩典要从我们身上经过。
So the grace need to come through us.
恩典不能停留在我们的身上。
Cannot stop in at us.
当我恩典停留在我们身上的时候
，When the grace stop at us，
哎，我们就变成死海了，对不对
？And then we will become the dead sea.
但是当恩典从我们身上流过去的时候
，When the grace flow through us，
我们就变成加利利海。
And then we will become the Sea of Galilee.
有很多的生物，很多的鱼，很多的红果。
Many creatures, many fish.
但愿我们的生命都是加利利海，而不是死海。
So may all our lives is the life of Sea of Galilee instead of Dead Sea.
彼得前书四章十节，这边讲说，个人要照着所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
First Peter 4:10 says, as each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God.
主把许多的恩典给我们。
God gave us manifold grace.
要照着所得的恩典来彼此扶持。
So that we can minister to one another through this grace.
做神百般恩典的好管家。
Become good stewards of the manifold grace of God.
我们感谢主，在各个不同的聚会，主都兴起一些爱主的弟兄姐妹一起来服侍。
Thank the Lord. The Lord raised many brothers and sisters who love the Lord and to serve together.
在我们服侍的年轻人的团契也是这样。
In our youth fellowship, it's the same.
如果有人说，有没有人可以来接机啊？
If someone asks, can anyone pick up someone from the airport?
没有问题。
No problem.
有人需要接送来聚会吗
？Someone need ride to the meeting?
没有问题。
No problem.
来这里有饭吃吗
？Do we have food to eat?
当然没有问题。
Of course, no problem.
我们都愿意把我们的喜乐给出去，把我们的平安给出去，把神的丰富给出去。
We are all willing to give out our to share our joy, our abundance.
当人来到我们的当中，他们就知道这里不一样。
When people come among us, they know that here is different.
因为天下没有白吃的午餐，只有到教会里面有白吃的，对不对？
Because there is no free lunch outside the world. Only if you come to the church, we have free lunch.
在聚会的里面，为什么我们能给呢？
Why can we give in the meeting?
因为祖先呢给我们。
Because the Lord has given to us first.
所以我们可以来向主要那个恩典，更多的恩典。
So that we can ask for the Lord for more grace.
我们可以来向主要更多的祝福。
So that we can ask the Lord for more blessings.
不只是属地的，更好的是属天的。
Not only the earthly blessing, but the more, even better, the heavenly blessing.
这样我们就可以成为恩典的管道、
so、we,
可以成为一个祝福的管道
so that we can become the channels of blessings and grace、
yeah. 那首诗歌很好就借我赐恩福
so there's a hymn it's that make me a blessing
对不对我们都愿意成为别人的祝福
we are all willing to become blessings of others
但是我们要先来更多的来认识主来从主来得恩典
First we need to receive the grace and blessing from the Lord
第四方面就是讲到一个完全的恩典一个成圣的恩典
The fourth aspect is a sanctification grace of sanctification
在哥林多后书十二章九节那这是神对保罗说的他说我的恩典够你用的因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显为完全
Second Corinthians, the Lord told Paul, My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness.
保罗在他身体里面很大的难处。
Paul had a very great difficulty, infirmity in his.
但是主告诉他说，我的恩典够你用的。
But Lord said, My grace is sufficient for you.
主的恩典是够用的恩典，而且是完全的恩典。
Lord, the grace of the Lord is sufficient and is perfect.
特别在我们软弱的时候，那。这个恩典就更显为真实。
Especially when we are in our weakness, this grace has become more real.
所以保罗说我喜欢夸我自己的软弱，因为我什么时候软弱，我什么时候就可以靠主得刚强。
So Paul says, I rather boast in my infirmities, because the power of Christ may rest upon me.
神会改变我们的。
Lord, God can change us.
可以让我们从软弱变成刚强，从羞辱变成荣耀，从属地的变成属天的。
Will change us from the weakness to strong, and to the dishonor, from the dishonor to honorable, and then from the earthly to the heavenly.
所以很快复习一下哈，就是神给我们的恩典有哪些方面呢
？Now we reviewed quickly, how many aspects of the grace of God.
神给我们的恩典是得救的恩典，是赦罪的恩典。
And the grace of salvation, the forgiveness of sins.
是称义的恩典，是让基督在我们的生命作王的恩典。
The grace of justification to let Jesus Christ reign in our life.
而且是服事的恩典，是给的恩典。
And the grace of service, the grace of giving.
神的恩典是完全的恩典，是让我们成圣的恩典。
And the grace is the perfect grace and to sanctify us.
啊，这是讲到主的恩典。
Those are the grace of the Lord.
第二方面，我们要讲到恩典的主。
Then we'll consider the Lord who gives grace.
我们知道恩典不只是祝福哈，恩典比祝福更多，或者是更好。
We know that grace is not only blessings. Grace has more meaning than blessings.
人看为好的是恩典
and, and when people when it's good in people's man's eyes they are grace
人看为不好的可能就是神化妆的祝福也是恩典
when something not good in man's eyes it might be blessing or grace in disguise
回顾这一年我们可能有许多可以感恩的
and look back to this year, there are many things that we can be thankful for.
比如说我们健健康康、平平安安的，就值得感恩。
For example, we may be physically healthy or peaceful, and we need to be grateful for that.
有人结婚了、生孩子了，或者毕业了、找到工作了，都可以感恩。
And someone get married, have children, or graduated, find a job, and they can all be grateful for that.
有人买了车子、买了房子，这些都是主的恩典，都是主的祝福，我们要感恩。
Someone bought a car or a house, and these are all blessings of the Lord. We should be grateful.
可是你说，如果这一年好像没有什么特别的事情哈，身体又不好，怎么办呢？
If you say not much going on in the past year, and also my health is not too good,
甚至有些亲人离去，叫我们很伤心难过，这样我们还能感恩吗？
Even some family members passed away, and we are very sorrowful. Can we still be grateful?
当我们读到约伯的故事，我们就知道，虽然约伯失去一切所有的，而且身体从脚掌到头顶都长满着疮。
When we read the story of Job, Job lost all he had, and also he had the boils from head to toe.
那他的妻子对他说，你还持守你的纯正吗？你弃掉神，死了吧。
Then his wife said to him, do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die.
约伯却对他的妻子说，你说话像愚顽的妇人一样。哎，难道我们从神手里得福，不也从他受祸吗？在这一切事上，约伯并不以口犯罪。
But he said to her, "You speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity? In all this, Job did not sin with his lips."
约伯说，耶和华的名还是应当称颂的。
Job said, "The name of the Lord is to be praised."
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我们的经历虽然或者是受祝福，或者是灾祸，神仍然看顾，神仍然不离弃我们。
We may experience blessing or adversity, but God still takes care of us, never forsake us.
因为他爱我们，他是我们天上的父亲。
Because He loves us, He is our heavenly Father.
所以耶和华我们神的名是应当称颂的，不管环境如何。
So the name of the Lord is to be praised, no matter what the circumstances are.
有一个故事这样说哈。
There was a story.
有个爸爸带着儿子去野外露营。
A father took a son to go camping outside.
然后两个人都睡在帐篷的里面。
They slept in the tent.
睡到半夜呢，爸爸就把儿子叫醒了。
And in the middle of the night, the father woke up the son.
那问儿子说，儿子啊，你看到什么？
He asked the son, "What did you see?"
儿子说，我看到满天的星星，又有很美丽的银河系，神的创造太美好了。
He said, I see the starry sky and a beautiful galaxy, and how beautiful God's creation is.
爸爸说，你这个笨蛋，我们的帐篷被偷走了。
The father said, you such a fool, our tent was stolen.
Okay, 你说是爸爸对呢，还是孩子对？
So who's right, the father or the son?
爸爸说的比较好呢，还是儿子说的比较好？
Who said it better, the father or the son?
这看我们从哪个观点来看，对不对？
It is depends on our perspective.
当我们遇见一些不顺利的事情，我们会觉得很倒霉呢，还是说主也借着这件事情啊，带我们更多来认识神？
We encounter something we thought was unlucky, and bring it before the Lord?
在耶利米书29:11说，耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。
Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope.
当约伯经历这么大的痛苦，他最后就说什么呢？
After Job had experienced that much sufferings, what did he say at last?
他说，我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见。
I've heard you before, but now I see you.
我们是不是有这样子的经历呢？
Do we have a similar experience?
从前风闻有主，现在亲身的亲眼见主，而且亲身的经历到。
We've heard of the Lord before, but now we see the Lord with our own eyes.
愿意我们在主的，我们不只是看主给我们的恩典，我们也更多来认识这位恩典的主。
So not only do we look at the blessing and grace given by the Lord, more importantly, we should look at the Lord who gives grace.
我想我们大家都很熟悉路加福音十五章这个浪子的故事。
We're all familiar with the story of the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15.
那小儿子得到什么呢
？What did the younger son receive?
他一开始就说把我当得的家业分给我。
In the beginning, he said, "Give me the inheritance I ought to receive."
哎，父亲还没死就要分家了。
The father has not died yet, but he wanted his inheritance.
这不是他当得的，对不对
？It was not designed.
但父亲爱他，还是给了他。
But the father loved him, so he gave it to him.
等到他浪费资财，所有的花光以后呢
？After he wasted everything.
然后他要跟猪抢食了，他想说，哎呀。还不如回到我父亲的家里面。
And he had to compete with the swine with the food. And he said, I need to go back to my father's house.
然后当他醒悟过来回家的时候，他父亲远远看见，就跑去抱着他。
After he woke up and he came back to the house of the father saw him from afar.
就给他穿就抱，看去抱着他。
And then he ran after him and hold him.
父亲就给儿子。穿上上好的袍子，戴上戒指，脚上穿的鞋子，还宰了肥牛。
And the father put him on a garment and put a ring on his fingers and gave him shoes and even slain a fatty calf.
那这都是恩典，对不对
？Those are all grace.
Okay, 家业、袍子、戒指、鞋子、肥牛。这些都是小儿子不应该得的，但却都得到了。
Inheritance, garment, ring, shoes, and fatty calf. Those the younger son did not deserve, but he received.
这就是恩典。
That was grace.
那后来，当然，这个父亲很开心哈，就说这个我这个儿子是失而复得，死而复生的。
The father was very joyful. He said, "This son was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found."
大家都很开心的时候，有一个人不开心。
Everyone was making merry except one.
大家知道，这大儿子就生气了，对不对
？And the older son was very angry.
哎，那大儿子说：“哎，我服侍你这么多年，你都没有给我一个羊羔，那现在这小儿子放荡之财回来以后，你给他杀了肥牛。”
And the older son said, "I have served you so many years. You have not given me anything. Now he came back and wasted everything, and you gave him everything."
所以大儿子心里不平衡啊。
So the older son was holding grudge.
他看到小儿子得了这么多，他弟弟得了这么多的恩典，他好像都没有得到。
It seems like he did not receive what the younger son received.
大家记得父亲对大儿子怎么说吗
？What did the father say to the elder son?
他说：“你常与我同在，我一切所有的都是你的。”
He said, "You are always with me, and all that I have is yours."
哦，这岂不是更大的恩典吗
？Isn't that an even better blessing, grace?、
哦、小儿子只不过得到外面的恩典。
The younger son received the outward blessings.
但是神这父亲愿意给我们的却是他的自己。
But the father truly wanted to give is himself.
你常与我同在，
you are always
一切所有的都是你的。
All that I have is yours.
大家有没有觉得我们是很富有的？
Do we feel that we are all very rich?
我们很蒙恩的。
We are all very blessed.
哦，不管环境遭遇到什么事情。我们有恩典的主成为我们的主。
No matter what we encounter in the circumstances, we have this gracious Lord is our Lord.
我们真是愿意来认识恩典的主，然后也让这位恩典的主更多的得着我们。
We are willing to know this gracious Lord more, and also let Him to apprehend us more.
在我们的诗歌本有一首诗歌叫《他自己》。
We have a hymn in our hymn book.Himself.
前要的是祝福，今要主自己。前要的是恩赐，现在要的是赐恩的主。
Once his gifts I wanted, now the giver own. Once the blessing and now the saver.
永远举起耶稣，赞美主不歇。一切在基督里，主是我一切。
All in all, forever Jesus I will sing. Everything in Jesus and Jesus everything.
哦，何等的好
！Oh, how good it is！
哦，当我们转变从来寻求主给我们的恩典，到来寻找、来得着这位恩典的主。
when we turn from the grace and to look for the Lord who gives the grace.
那这个真是就得到更大的恩典。
And then we receive a much more abundant grace.
这就是恩上加恩。
That is grace upon grace.
从得着主的恩典到得着恩典的主。
From the grace, receive the grace of the Lord to gain, to apprehend the Lord who gives grace.
最后，其实这恩典有一个目的的。
In the end, there is a purpose of the grace.
这个恩典呢，神的恩典呢，愿意把我们带进荣耀的。
This grace will lead us into glory.
所以在罗马书五章二节讲到说，我们又借着他因信得进入现在所在的恩典里面，并且欢欢喜喜地盼望神的荣耀。
So in Rome 5:2 it says, by faith, we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
所以有这个恩典有个目的的。
So there's a purpose of this grace.
是让我们来得着神的荣耀的。
That is to receive the glory of God.
在撒加利亚书四章六节哈，然后这是神对所罗巴伯所说的话，他说。神对他我说，这是耶和华所指示所罗巴伯的，万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。
Zechariah 4:6 it says, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might or nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
大山啊，你算什么？在所罗巴伯面前，你必 成为平地，他必搬出一块石头安在殿顶上，人大声的欢呼说：“愿恩惠恩惠归于这殿。”
Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain, and he shall bring forth the capstone with shouts of grace, grace to it.
Yeah, 英文大家听英文就知道，这恩惠恩惠归于这殿，其实就是恩典恩典归于这殿。
In English translation, it says.The shouts of grace, grace to it.
所以神一个终极目的的一个完成，要让这个恩典能够带进啊这个教会的成熟。
So the accomplishment of God's ultimate purpose is that the maturity of the church through grace.
这样就达到丰满。
That is the fullness.
从他丰的丰满里面，我们都领受了。
Of His fullness, we have all received.
而且恩上加恩
and grace upon grace.
恩上加恩的目的不是为着我们自己、啊、
It is not for our sakes only.
乃是为着神永远旨意能够成就
That is to fulfill the internal will of God.
我想大家都很熟悉、啊、我想问大家圣经上、第一在创世纪第一章第一节是什么大家都可以背
What is the first verse of the scripture? Genesis 1:1
说什么起初神创造天地
In the beginning, God created heaven and earth.
好，那圣经最后一卷书最后一章最后一节是什么
？What is the last, very last verse of the scripture?
有人知道吗
？Anyone knows?
也许我们可以看一下，在启示录的
Revelation
22章20、21节
Chapter 22, verse 21.
Okay. 啊，启示录22章20、21节。好吧，我们一起来念哈。OK， 二十节证明这事的说，是了，一起来念。我必快来，阿们，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。这是我们很熟悉的，对不对？主耶稣啊，我愿你来。好，最后一节，愿主耶稣的恩惠常与众圣徒同在，阿们。啊，愿主耶稣的恩惠，这也是恩典。愿主耶稣的恩典常与我们同在。常与众圣徒同在，阿门。
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all, Amen.
所以感谢主，现在我们活在一个恩典的时代。
Praise the Lord, we are living in the time of grace.
到最后，主会再来，我们也愿意主快来。
In the end, the Lord will come, and we ask Him to come quickly.
在我们等候主的当中。就是一个来经历恩典的时候。
When we are waiting for His second coming, it's a time of experiencing His grace.
这边约翰的祷告就是说，愿主耶稣的恩典常与众圣徒同在。
The prayer of the Apostle John was that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
所以我们这个信主的一个故事的开始是恩典。
So the beginning of our believing of the Lord is grace.
我们这一路上跟随主是恩典。
All the way that we follow the Lord is grace.
一直等到我们见主，主的旨意成就是恩典。
Until on the day that we see the Lord, when His will is accomplished, it is also grace.
我们愿意主恩上加恩的与我们同在。
May the Lord be with us, grace upon grace.
让我们不只是来看重主所赐的恩典，我们更多来认识，而且被这位恩典的主得着。
So we not only do we consider the grace we receive from the Lord.We may be more apprehended by the Lord Himself.
在主的里面有一切的丰富。
In Him there dwells all richness.
因为神本体、神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督的里面。
Because in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
我们愿意我们这样子更多来跟随主，来得着这位恩典的主。
May we all lay hold of this Lord who gives grace.
愿意我们每天的生活都是恩上加恩的生活。
So that our daily life will be a life with grace upon grace.
让我们个人来经历主的恩典，让我们家庭来经历主的恩典，让我们的聚会更多恩上加恩的来经历主的恩典。
As an individual, as a family, as a church, a congregation, we may all experience the grace of the Lord, grace upon grace.
主荣耀的旨意能够成就在教会的当中。
So that His glorious will be accomplished in His church.
我们一起祷告。
I have another word of prayer.
亲爱的天父，我们何等的感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, how grateful we are.
哦，主啊，我们是蒙恩的罪人。
We are the sinners who are saved by grace.
哦，在你的恩典里面，哦主，我们得到的赦罪的平安。
In your grace, we have this peace of forgiveness of sins.
哦，主啊，也愿意你在我们的生活的里面，主啊，恩典在我们的里面作王。
We may your grace reign in our life.
来改变我们的生命。
And change our life.
让我们更多像主。
So that we may be more like you.
所以我们可以做一个给的人，也能够成为服侍主、服侍弟兄姐妹的人。
May we be the one who give and to serve you and serve brothers and sisters.
我们也愿意不只得着主的恩典，我们也来认识这位恩典的主。
So that not only do we receive your grace, but we also know this Lord who gives grace.
把自己交在主的手中，愿意恩典的主更多得着我们。
We commend ourselves unto your hands. May gracious Lord apprehend us.
主啊，我们真是愿意完全的把自己让在主的手中。
So that we offer up ourselves wholly unto your hands.
主，让您恩典的旨意在我们的身上可以成就。
So that your will of grace may be accomplished on us.
让我们不是徒受你的恩典。
So that we do not receive your grace in vain.
而能够让你的恩典在我们的身上恩上加恩。
Your grace is on us, grace upon grace.
叫主的心意得满足，叫主的旨意成就。
So that the heart of the Lord may be satisfied and the will of the Lord will accomplished.
把一切荣耀归给爱我们的主。
We give you, the loving Lord, all the grace, all the glory.
祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.